If I am scheduled on an airline flight that is delayed, the way the airline staff handles the communication with me makes a huge difference on my mental attitude towards the delay. If they tell me right up front that there is a flight delay and it is expected to be about an hour, I can accept that and plan a way to use my time until departure. If they don't give me an accurate estimate of the delay at the beginning, or keep giving me overly optimistic estimates that turn out not to be true, I tend to get upset and angry. This same concept can apply to patients undergoing orthodontic treatment, especially those with orthognathic surgery in the plan. If they know how long it will take to be ready for surgery, they can plan and accept it, even if they would like it to be less. Researchers from Leeds in the United Kingdom designed a study to collect objective data about the length of the presurgical orthodontic phase of orthognathic surgery. The article reporting their results is called Orthodontic Preparation for Orthognathic Surgery: How Long Does It Take and Why? A Retrospective Study. The paper is published in the December 2003 issue of the British Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. This data was collected in a retrospective manner. Four orthodontists in the Leeds area were asked to provide a list of the orthognathic cases that they had treated over the past 5 years. The records of these patients were examined and the following information was extracted: treating orthodontist, type of malocclusion, that is class 2, 3, etc., age, gender, and whether extractions were part of the treatment plan. This data was then combined, examined, and displayed using graphical plots. What do you think the average presurgical treatment time was? It was about 18 months, but ranged from 7 to 47 months. Was the time affected by the age of the patient? No. Was the time affected by the gender of the patient? No. How about the type of malocclusion? Did a class 3 take longer than a class 2 division 1? No, but there was a more variation in the class 3 patients. Did having extractions in the treatment plan increase the presurgical time? Not in this series of cases, anyway. The only factor that seemed to influence the time was the orthodontist. One of the four orthodontists had presurgical times that tended to be a few months longer than the other three. Based on this data, the authors recommend that patients be told that the presurgical phase of treatment will take from 12 to 24 months. They expect that this realistic information, based on the results of this study, will provide patients with good information for planning that will help them avoid the feeling like you don't know when your plane will take off. To read more details of this study investigating the normal length of time for presurgical orthodontics, look in the December 2003 issue of the British Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery.